Either way, welcome to the Two Half Podcast, which is Sports Zone. We're going to talk about nothing but sports. Just sports, 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 sports. And with me is Blurdock.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Blurdock, you're going to have all the statistics, all the information or stuff. I know you've been keeping up on sports and stuff of what's been going on.
Of course.
Yeah. So let's just dive in with the first one that we got to dive in. Vince McMahon allegations going out crazy.
Man.
What is going on? And where something now Brock is being erased. And we all know who got erased before in wrestling. Now, I don't know if you're familiar. I mean, if you're like really a hardcore fan of wrestling, but I don't know if you know of a story when Hulk Hogan got erased from WWE.
Oh, yes. I remember hearing about that story. There's a lot of, quite a few allegations, even some recordings
yeah.
of what he said. So, yes, I'm very familiar with that one.
So, it looks like they're about to give Brock Lesnar the treatment of erasing with this allegation going on. And, like, I feel like they can't really erase Vince McMahon since he is WWE. So, how do you erase Vince McMahon or just... pretty much, if possible, like, do you think, and I don't think this is possible, but from your stand-up point of view, do you think WWE could reboot itself?
Yeah, because it's a new day and age. And some of the stuff, if, you know, the new generation goes back far enough to what Vince McMahon has actually done just for the storyline yeah. of WWE, uh-huh. it's going to be, they're pretty much going to have to, you know, if they actually try to use their cancel culture right and actually dig into the real, you know, far back stuff,
yeah.
you know, I guess controversial, offensive things that happened back in the day, then yeah. they have a chance. But yeah, they pretty much going to have to rebrand it. I mean... It's too many allegations from these old school people in the WWE / WWF. Like it's too many allegations of how they handle yeah. their personal lives, and
it's a whole mess.
Yes, and it's like, you know, with this whole new age of, you know, I guess sensitivity, is they're gonna have to rebrand their whole wrestling thing. I mean.
Yeah.
You know.
It's all a mess. It's a lot of allegations, a lot of just, it's really just icky. And like, given like documentary about wrestling and what goes on and stuff, it's already just messy and icky and stuff. But I'm just surprised of what all this allegation popping up, and it's like hurting them. Because to be honest, back in the day, I guess it is based on how people felt. But back in the day, if some of those stories popped out, people were still watching wrestling. It doesn't matter. Oh, yeah. It was like, right, well, it's just that. Who cares? I'm still watching wrestling. But exactly. Now, I think it's affecting the wrestler because, to be honest, even though when allegations or certain things starts happening, I'm still seeing, like, Raw is still going on. SmackDown's still going on. Raw is on Netflix now. So I think SmackDown's going to be on Prime. But here and there... Stuff is still going on. It's still messy. It's still shady stuff. But I think it's just And then like I don't know if you watched with the allegations stuff. I think wrestling's still going to go on. But maybe they need a reboot or something. But they still have that library of like good matches, so you can't erase them or push them out.
Yeah. Those who can't push them out, I don't think you can erase those and push them out. Just that some of the stuff that I guess in particular Vince McMahon can probably end up having to erase those because he said some, you know, he has said some vulgar words in just the storyline.
Oh, yeah,
and
definitely.
I guess that's what other wrestlers did like about Vince McMahon was... can't remember who said it, but they said what they loved about Vince McMahon was the fact that he made the wrestlers feel like if you know they didn't feel like they had to hold back because if he pretty much had to put himself as an example, like I'm going to do this, so I expect you guys to do it too. I'm going to go overboard. This is what I expect from you guys. I know I tell you guys this, but I'm going to show you this is what I mean. So,
yeah.
But the allegations behind scenes and how it is, I mean, it was a different time. It was a different time because a lot of people, especially in power, you know, literally thought that it was okay to do it. Because of the power that they have and the assets that they had, they really thought that it was okay to act the way that they acted. And that, you know, that ended up being a problem now.
Yeah. So how do you feel about this whole thing at Royal Rumble? Now, there are some people who said, I don't know. Did you ever watch the Royal Rumble or heard about it?
I actually did watch the last 17 people or whatever in Royal Rumble. I didn't really catch it. But,
You must have Peacock, huh?
No, I saw somehow some other way.
Okay. Well, the thing is, I heard that originally CM Punk was supposed to win, but someone's saying no, he wasn't supposed to win, but he got injured. So, because he was having this whole, pumping for WrestleMania. So, they let Cody Rhodes win. But then when Cody Rhodes win, it's like, okay, I'm going to go after Roman Reigns. And then all of a sudden, The Rock comes out saying, I'm facing Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. And I'm like, what is going on?
Wow. Okay, I did see something about The Rock popping up. I just didn't read the story.
It came out of nowhere. It was like, because I was like, okay, CM Punk didn't win. Cody Rhodes won. Okay, he's redemption arc. Rock's coming in. Not right now, buddy. Wait. Not a redemption arc. He's going for another title, which is just useless. There's no backup. A redemption arc. I'm okay with a redemption arc, to paint a picture. The last WrestleMania, you took my spot, but this WrestleMania, I'm taking it back. Okay, got it. Not a fan of it, but a storyline is still continuing. But then all of a sudden, here's The Rock. He's gonna face you, so. I don't know if this story will be finished. It's like, wait a minute, this is not cool. Yeah. It's like you played a wrestling game and story mode, and then all of a sudden you let your friend borrow it, and then all of a sudden you never see it back. You're like, wait a minute, I still need to finish the game.
Exactly.
So
is The Rock actually going to go for the title?
Yes. That's why I don't like it.
That don't make no sense because he's not going to be a regular in WWE. That didn't make any sense.
He's gonna pop up and be like, if you smell what I'm cooking, and it's like, why? It's like,
it's gonna be because if say he does win a title, that title is going to have to go up for, vacancy.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be an interim champion until he returns or something like that. And that's not cool. So, if you're going to bring him back and go for the title, he has to lose. He has to. He cannot win. Because it would make no sense for him winning that title.
Yeah, it doesn't make no sense. It's still just... Because... My thing is, why are you going to come out and you take the shine of Cody Rhodes, which we were all expecting? The video has more dislike than upvotes because of The Rock coming in, just easily to take it around, taking the thing, not even saying nothing. Looking at Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is like, ooh. And I'm like, it's just family, just cousins. What are y'all doing?
Wow. Yeah, I guess they, thought they got to bring in, the big guy because of the Vince McMahon stuff, trying to have that overshadow. So bring in somebody big that we know is going to be, that we know people are just going to look at, people are going to watch and hear the story, and it's going to overshadow the Vince McMahon thing.
Yeah, something. Yeah, overshadow that, of course. That's what a lot of people are thinking, that it's just taking the heat off of that. And I'm like, you can't take no heat off of Vince McMahon. Once we hear Vince McMahon allegation, we're like, we seen it on TV in the sketches. We knew this man was doing this stuff. So it doesn't, like, make us upset or, oh, it's like we knew you're going to get caught. It's just when.
Exactly. Yes. I'm pretty sure there's so many wrestlers and people in power that's like sweating right now that the story about them is going to come out.
Yeah, it's going to sweat. It's going to stuff is going to come out. And it's like you think everyone's like, you know, this, but it's just going to be revealing. There's a lot of stuff. And I'm like, y'all need to just stop. But with wrestling, it's just, I don't know what's going on. And then also, you know, The Rock with the, you know, the XFL and the USFL combining together to the UFL thing going on. It's just so much going on. I mean,
it is. He got way too much going on.
How you going to be like, we're going to merge. Okay, have 16 teams. No, we still only have 8. So we're going to give us 4 of mine and 4 of theirs. You go back to A, you're not no football league. You're nowhere competing with, and we're teaming up with NFL. Well, you're no competition. Yeah. You're just no you're like literally the back burner if someone gets kicked off the NFL. It's like, well, there is the UFL. The UFL now. Can't say XFL or USFL. So it's like, what's going on, man? What's your opinion on the UFL? I mean, like...
They should just need to give it up. If it didn't work for either one, UFL merging together is not going to work. It's just not going to work. They just need to give that up because nobody even watched the other two. It's like we have college football. So we have college football and we have the NFL. Nobody's really going to watch the UFL.
Yeah.
And I mean, I didn't even watch the XFL, and I have ESPN Plus and Game Team on ESPN Plus, and I didn't even know that it's almost like the WNBA. I didn't even know it even started.
You know, to be honest, I was following the XFL in 2020 when they were coming back, and they were really coming back with some heat. They were really coming back with some good names, and like seeing some of the, I don't know if you ever seen or in 2020 XFL, some of those games were in like kind of, you know, interesting to watch. Like you knew which one was the good team and the sucky team, but it was
I didn't even know it came out. I remember hearing the story, but I didn't even know they started the season.
The Houston Roughnecks was really a good sports team, football team. They just couldn't get through the whole thing because COVID hit. So that's when they took another slump. And then Rock's like, oh, we got this and we got it through. Oh, we made it through the year, but we're going to merge. It's like, oh, I wasn't even watching it beforehand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like with NFL, I'm like, what? Is NFL going to get another team? I don't think they will.
Yeah, well,
but you know what?
They're shooting to try to get another team in Utah.
In Utah?
Yes, Utah.
NFL?
Yep.
Why?
I guess they figured, you know, since the NBA, they have a, you know, hardcore NBA fan base for Utah Jazz. They figured, okay, let's try to get Utah. I mean, you know, we don't really have, you know, anybody in the Bay Area now. Let's try to get somebody up there.
Well, you know what? Between. I want to ask this question because they're teaming up with the UFL is teaming up with the UFL is teaming up with NFL, and my question is this: do you think that it's possible that Texas will get another team? Now, I say this because, you know, before California had what, like they had the Raiders, they still have the 49ers. They had the Chargers, and the Rams.
The Rams.
4 teams. But now they lost.
Raiders.
The Raiders. Yeah, of course. That's my team that I used to be about. Now, do you think Texas, knowing that they have the Cowboys, they have the Texans, and then who else do they have? Or is that it?
I think that's it. Just the Cowboys and the Texans.
Do you think they'll get another team? Do you think Texas might can get another team?
I wouldn't be surprised if it do like a, you know, San Antonio or, you know, maybe a San Antonio team. I mean, because they have three, because they already have three basketball teams with Dallas Mavericks, Houston Rockets, and San Antonio Spurs. So,
wow. You said how many teams?
Texas has three.
Three?
Oh. The Houston Rockets, you said San Antonio Spurs, and Dallas Mavericks.
Okay. So California is still the lead with four teams, the Kings, Warriors, Clippers, and Lakers. California is big, but you can't really say nothing about it because it's still the fifth. What if it was his own country? It'll be the fifth largest economy. Like, come on, that's kind of big. Like, what?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That made me. I when I first heard it, I said, "Shut the front door!" What? How? It made me wonder. It's like, what's the rest of the United States doing? What is New York doing?
I know, right?
What is New York doing where we're like this big and we're the fifth? The fifth. Not like the 25th or the 30th or the 100th. The fifth.
That's crazy.
That's still mind blowing. Like, that's still blowing my mind. I'd be like, California. Yeah. It's just sometimes some things I don't understand. They're like, oh, they're leaving California. I'm like, but why is traffic getting worse?
Exactly. I guess that explains why it's the fifth biggest, because it don't matter if they leave. There's still way too many people there.
Yeah, it's too many people there, and then like the cost of like groceries going up high. I don't even know. Or it's it's just groceries going too much, but you know.
Yeah, groceries going too much. They charging for plastic bags. Man.
I knew they were going to start charging. That is just, man. The plastic bag is like, man. And you got really got, you know, the European people really mad about that with the plastic bag. And they live off of plastic bag. They're like, what? Yeah. How dare you make me pay for a plastic bag that is free? This is garbage. This is free garbage bag.
Yeah. That was crazy. I think when I left California, it was talks about, I think there was actually some stores that were charging for plastic bags. And then when we went back out there, you know, for acting gigs and stuff, and I go to the store and I'm like, oh, okay, the grocery store is still here. 10 cents a bag. What?
Would you like a bag?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That'd be 10 cents. What?
You know what? Never mind. I'll carry it out myself.
Yeah.
It was crazy. That was crazy.
Definitely crazy. But other than that, let's get to the big old thing. Well, no, I think we need to talk about some other stuff before we get to the NFL Super Bowl, before we talk about all that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had to tell you my side of it, where I started hearing nothing but bang, bang, Niner fan, bang, bang. I'm like, oh, man, that means they won. Because, but we'll talk more about it. But let's go with basketball. How's basketball going? You been keeping track of basketball? I know you like basketball.
Yeah, I've been keeping track of it. Not as much as I should be, but now I'm starting to pay attention because, you know, like I said, I don't really start paying attention to after Christmas. And, some of these teams that you didn't see coming around are on the top of the leaderboard when it comes to their ratings.
Are you sure about that? I'm pretty sure. Let's see.
Yes,
Let's see. Come on. All right, let's go start. Let's start with the Eastern Conference. All right, what's the number Eastern one team?
Okay, number one seed is the Boston Celtics, so that's was kind of a given. Cleveland Cavaliers is number two. The Milwaukee Bucks are three. New York Knicks are four.
Okay.
Philadelphia 76ers, five. Uh-huh. Indiana Pacers, number
Pacers?
Six. Pacers.
That's
and the Orlando Magics are
Orlando Magic?
Yes.
That never made no way. Orlando Magic.
Yes.
That's just like behind, just right there behind the Knicks, where the Knicks was making it. It was like the Knicks.
Yeah.
Yep. Sooner or later, I'm going to hear the Hornets going to be after that. No, they're way down. No, the Wizards down. The Pistons down.
Yeah, all right, the Pistons are just bad.
Let's go with the Western Conference.
Western Conference. Now, this right here is the top four teams that have been historically bad are the top of the leaderboard. You got the Oklahoma City, Minnesota Timberwolves.
You knew the Timberwolves were coming up. You knew they were coming up.
Anthony Edwards had me. I've been keeping an eye on him. I was like, yeah, this team can do
something. They're trying to get back.
Yeah, and the Los Angeles Clippers and the Denver Nuggets.
Okay, Clippers always I feel like they're like always on teetering all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but the movement that they've been making, and you know, thanks a big part to Russell Westbrook making a suggestion. He went from starting to being on the bench. So he decided, because having him, James Harden, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard on the floor, he felt it was too much because him and James Harden are very ball heavy when it comes to controlling the ball. They like to have the ball in their hand. That's how they function best with the ball in their hand. So, what's the best way? I'll take a back seat. I'll come off the bench to give us some strength off the bench and do my thing there. And it's been working. I think they've been 25-5 in the last 30 games. So ever since they made that adjustment.
That's good.
So they've been pretty good. Number four, Denver Nuggets. Number five, Sacramento Kings. Number six, Phoenix Suns.
Okay.
And then the New Orleans Hornets. Or New Orleans Pelicans, sorry.
The Pelicans?
Yes, the New Orleans Pelicans.
Never heard of the Pelicans in so forever.
Yeah, and they're number seven right now.
They're number seven? They're creeping up.
And hold up. Teams that Pelicans have been good in the past few years. San Antonio is bottom of the list.
Don't tell me that Jazz just changed their logo.
Jazz are number 10. So they're at the...
I'm saying this. Did Jazz change their logo?
Oh, change their logo? No. I don't think they really changed their logo.
Yes, they did. They changed their logo.
Changed it a little bit, but it's not.
They changed it to yellow. Is it yellow with the...
Oh, yeah.
It's a yellow. They changed that, man.
With the Jazz on there.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I like the previous Jazz. I like what it was... when they were just,
I think it was the mountain, wasn't it?
Yeah. The mountain or whatever. Yeah. Something. They changed
it. Like the mountain peaks.
Well, it's better than what the Suns
had. But this actually makes sense because they're the Utah Jazz. So they actually have a Jazz logo over basketball. I never understood the mountain thing. I was like, okay, I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
They're making sense now. They're making sense. The Warriors is at number 12 or whatever at the bottom.
Yeah.
So
yeah, number 12.
They just got to get through some.
Yeah,
things.
And the Memphis Grizzlies are just bad this year.
I always get the Timberwolves and the Maverick mixed up. I don't know why, and the Grizzly. I don't know why. I think it's just their colors. It's like
they colors. Yeah, you have to look. You have to squint your eyes. Maybe wipe off your glasses or something to look at the game.
You look at it, you're like, oh, the Mavericks doing. No, that's the Timberwolves. What? You said that's the Grizzlies? No, that's the Timberwolves. Well, Timberwolves.
Yeah, those three teams. Cause, yeah, those three teams do be confusing when it comes to their jersey colors and their logos on their jersey color.
All right, well. This is going to be interesting, but it's going to get more interesting when we get closer to the finals because we all know
they have the All-Star game coming up, but the only thing that I found interesting that I just saw today about the All-Star game or the All-Star weekend, they're going to be playing on glass. The court is going to be glass.
Why?
Because they're gonna have it on LED. They're gonna have it. It's LED lights. to the court, it's going to be LED lights. So it's going to be, you know, hopefully
that's pretty gonna thick, be pretty stupidly thick funny. It's going to be stupidly funny. I can't wait.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm interested in watching and see how that goes, because they kind of showed like a, I think they already, they kind of showed like a preview of what it was going to look like and how the whole court, you know, it's going to change with the lights going off. Like if somebody hit a, like it mainly, I don't know if it's going to do for the All-Star game, but I know it's going to do for like the 3-point contest, dunk contest and skills challenge and stuff like that. You know, like when they hit like a 4-pointer in the skill challenge game or whatever, they're going to, the court's going to go, oh, you know, 4-point good or something like that. Like you'll see the court change for, you know, certain actions in these contests. Yeah. So I'm interested in seeing that. That's the only thing I actually watch anyway, because I haven't watched the All-Star game since 2001, 2002 maybe. So yeah, it's been over 20 years since I last watched it. Jordan and Allen Iverson was on the same team last time I watched it.
Okay. So what's your favorite basketball team? I forgot. Or
Chicago Bulls.
Oh, yeah, the Bulls. Oh.
Yeah, so I've been suffering since 1998.
Yeah. All right. Well, then let's get over to baseball. And so baseball hasn't really started yet. Their season starts in April. I mean, there is some spring training, but we don't really count anything as preseason. Yeah. I never count that. Never in my life. But anything you're interested for the Major League Baseball?
Well, I did hear about the trade of what's his name? Shohei Ohtani from the Los Angeles Angels to going right across the street to the Los Angeles Lakers or Los Angeles Dodgers. Wow,
that's a big the Los Angeles trade.
Yeah, I knew he was a good pitcher and batter. I didn't know he had a good jump shot too.
Sanders, what?
I didn't know he had a good jump shot too, but now he's going to the LA Dodgers and crazy contract. I think he's getting something north of $500 million, something like that.
Wow.
Yes.
That's crazy.
So he got traded over to the Los Angeles Dodgers. And let me double check what his contract is. Contract.
That's in.
Yes, got a. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I was $200 million short. So $700 million contract.
$700 million? That's even more.
Yes.
What?
So,
that's, wow,
yes,
man.
So he got a...
That's ludicrous, that man. Is,
yes, a 10-year, $700 million contract. Wow. With
10 years? But,
yes. $700 million. So it would be $70 million a year, but I guess they're saying that 97% of the money is deferred on their bingo card. So I guess what that means is I honestly don't even know what that means. They kept saying that it's going to be deferred, that most of it's going to be deferred, but I guess he's not going to really get all of it until maybe the end of his career or something like that. So it's something crazy.
Okay.
So.
But that.
But yeah. So I'm interested in seeing how the Dodgers will, because obviously they're trying to become the new Yankees, spending all this money on these players.
Yeah. Of course they're going to be trying to spend all those money. They're trying to do everything. Well, other than that, let's just get into it right now. Well, the Super Bowl. So I think, well, to be honest, I mean, when they went against the Packers was really, when they faced someone, they were beating like, I don't know who they fought, but every time when I looked on the sports and stuff, the Packers were always making a touchdown. And I said, man, 49ers, look out. And then the 49ers beat them. And I'm like, okay. But you still got another boulder to go through, which is the Lions. Because they are, you know, what someone told me, corn-fed.
Yes. Those are some corn-fed boys.
And so when I was watching a little bit at the beginning, or not at the beginning, I just tuned in, and all of a sudden it was like Lions 14 and 49ers 7. I was like, well, they had a good run. Yeah. They're about to choke up. And then all of a sudden I come back, and then all of a sudden the 49ers won to 31 to 34. I said,
Yeah, because it was like 21-7 at one point for the Lions, and I was like, whoa, dang, they really are corn-fed. But then the Niners just came back, but it was some mistakes that the Lions were making that I just thought, why did you not kick that field goal? Why are you going for it? Uh-huh. It's the third quarter. Kick the field goal. You're going to be up by three more points. Why are you doing this? You could give them an opportunity to come back, and he only did it once. He did it twice.
Yeah, it was just on them. But this is something that I have to figure out. And this is something I realize. I'm glad I'm a Dolphin fan, because as a Dolphin fan, they lost. Okay, I root for y'all the next time. Because you did get to the playoffs. Like, you know, you're taking an inch. So you're really, you know, I applaud you for that. So, you know, you're getting to the playoffs. So that's all that matters. That's all that matters. But I'm glad I'm not a Raiders fan now, because, man, how are you going to have your rival team, the Chiefs, and then your Bay Area rival team at your stadium for the Super Bowl? That is like, they just really just going to like just mess up your turf no matter what. Like, you left the Bay. We're still a part of the Bay, the 49ers. The Chiefs, we're rival. We're at this, at our rival's stadium. Doesn't matter. And the thing is, who is home and who is away? Because they both got red.
Yes. So, I mean, one of them is obviously going to wear white. I think the...
Is it the Chiefs that's away? Or is
it
the
49ers? Could be, no, I think it could be the 49ers because of the better record.
Yeah, 49ers are home and Chiefs are going to be away. So they'll be wearing white.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's like, man, the 49ers, it's like, this is my whole thing. Why? It's the 49ers and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
49ers, two things. Brock Purdy is the next Tom Brady, so he's going to win his first ever Super Bowl as a rookie, so they're going to blast that out out of nowhere.
This is second year.
Oh, second year's not count as a rookie, or is it?
No, because he played last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, they're going to push him as the new Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do,
Yeah. The third one's because it's at the Raiders Stadium, so they're going to make a statement at the Raiders Stadium. And the third one is because the Chief is here because Taylor Swift, to get the fan base.
Yeah. Taylor Swift is probably going to be number one. That's just the, that's going to be the hot topic there.
Exactly. Everyone's going to come to the football team, not even like a football fan or nothing, but they're like, I just want to be here because Taylor Swift is here.
Yes. So the Swifties have probably got all the tickets now.
It's basically
a concert without Taylor Swift singing.
Yeah, and I'm like, it's just a game. Y'all even do, well, you're going to learn some football game or something.
I guess so. But when you mention, you know, they're going to tearing up their turf, the 49ers are not happy about their practice field turf. That's happening at the Philosy and UNLV.
Oh, what happened?
Because I guess the NFL ended up putting a sod field on top of the field turf. So there's a turf and a sod field together. Like, so they was like, yo, this is not, why you put, you know, basically real grass on top of turf? This is not cool. You're going to end up creating injuries for us. So maybe the Raiders are plotting something. 49ers out.
They get to keep on flying. They ain't gonna make it to the Super Bowl. Exactly. I lost all hope for them, man. They left Oakland twice, and there's still some people who are still like, well, there's some people who are not Raiders fan, but like, they're still mad, but they still don't like the 49ers. Like, as in me, I'm one of them. Like, I'm not going to go over and become a 49er fan. I went and said, you know what? There's other teams out there. So I'm going to be a Dolphin. So at least I'm going to be different. My friend is now a Panthers fan. He's a Panthers fan now. Okay. But I'm like, yeah, the little toes bone. I mean, at least my team made it to the playoffs.
They got the number one pick, I believe, right? I think their pick is going to Chicago because they traded their pick. Traded the first round pick, so it's going to Chicago. So I think Chicago is number one or two.
Okay, yeah. Which the NFL draft is gonna be big, man. I looked at one of those before, and it's all big. Like, everyone's out there and stuff. I'm like, what are y'all out there for? It's just a draft. It's just this guy drafted. I wonder what team now is going to be the one team that everyone's going to be like upset to see to go to, because it used to be the Lions. Like, every time someone was drafted to the Lions, they're like, oh man.
Yeah, it's not going to be a good career for me.
Yeah, but now what team are they going to be like, oh? It's not the Jets, because they're really prepping up Rodgers.
Yes, they are. Prepping them up, so they're probably going to be a little excited about that one.
Probably the Titans?
Nah, I don't think the Titans. The Titans have been mid, so they haven't been too bad. They've been like in mid-level, basically. Maybe the Chicago Bears. Because the Chicago Bears have been bad the past few years.
They're always bad. But if you're a Bear, it's like, we understand. We understand. Maybe you can't. And, you know, Commanders. Let's just do that. I think Commanders always have a bad reputation. Just with the name and and just the whole thing. They're trying to become something, but they're not. So, the Giants are you can't really. You already knew they were. What's the name with the gap team? I forgot his name.
Michael Strahan.
Yeah, you know, after he won that ring, he quit and went on Good Morning America.
He was like, I'm done. He was just, I'm never going to get another shot at this.
Yeah, he knew it. He was like, I got this and I'm done. He
bolted it. We weren't even supposed to win this one either. We weren't supposed to win the first one or this one. So I'll take my luck and run.
I see him on Good Morning America. I said, what the? What did he just play? Football?
Yep.
Man, you going. And then all of a sudden, all these football players are learning about, like, I have my fan base. Now I can take them to do my own thing. Like, what's the.
Yep.
Who's the guy that played the one with the Shea Shea Club? What team did he play for?
Shannon Sharp, he played for. Who did he play for? He played for the Denver Broncos most of his career.
Okay.
He played for the Denver Broncos. Okay. So Shannon Sharp,
all right. Broncos good. I like the Broncos. Well, they've
been bad this year.
They don't got Manny, so. Everyone.
After Peyton Manning, that's when it went downhill.
I mean, that makes sense. I mean, whenever a team is like big and it has a star player, but then that star player retire, I expect it to be a bad team. But you can't really say it's like, you know, it's not like that forever bad team, no matter what you put in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just
you gotta have that quarterback. As soon as that quarterback leaves, that's it.
You just know that the team is about to be bad. So you can't really, you know, it's just, it's life. That's what it is, you know.
Yeah,
not with the Lions, you know. Lions is like, that's a curse.
It's a curse. You had two Hall of Fame players retire after 9 years in the league.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just life. But yeah, so hopefully with this NFL, you know, the Super Bowl is going to be big. Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch it. The halftime show apparently is Usher. So, you know, you got to let it burn. Let it burn.
Yeah. Yeah,
or, you know, these are my confession. Or,
Or, yeah, because there was a debate, like, what's the first song that you're going to pop off with when you get there?
What song will he be popping off? That's what I want to know. What?
Yeah,
that's interesting because there's just so many songs for Usher. I mean, is he gonna try to bring in Justin Bieber just to, like, because he made or whatever? You know, you don't know what, because you know Usher is a producer, so you know, Don't get me wrong. I'm gonna say this. Whatever that Super Bowl halftime, the one with Dre. I enjoyed it.
Oh yeah.
But Dre rapping is just something that's just never, I'm just not, you know. When Dre raps, it's like I don't know. It's, you know what I mean? Because, you know, 50 Cent rap. Oh, I love 50 Cent. Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige. Snoop Dogg. Hey, Snoop Doggy Dogg. Eminem. Oh, okay. Eminem. Yeah. You know, somebody said, but when Dre raps, it's like, Aftermath, which is not.
I'm cool with Dr. Dre rapping. I'm cool with it. So I enjoyed that halftime show. Yeah, I'm cool with him rapping. I mean, my uncle actually had like a couple of his albums, and they were pretty good. So I liked his album. He's a cool rapper. I mean, I don't have them like
certain songs he has a hit. It just, he's out there with the being like producer and just doing that. Just do the producing, because you produce some good music, but you know.
Oh yes, he does.
It's one of those things where, you know, you see they try to make it themselves, and then it's like it doesn't click, you know. So it's like you kind of understand, you know, you're not a Prince, where Prince is like, I do my own thing, and it bam, 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 bam. It's like
So it's one of those things. He's one of the producers where it's like you hear a music and you're like, I'm almost certain that Dr. Dre behind those beats.
So we're gonna have some Usher things, so we're gonna see some Usher. But you know,
you want to just take a guess, and we'll come back around, see which song that we'll play.
All right, what do you think the opening song would be? Because
let's see, the opening song I think he's going to pop up with is what's the name of that song? It's
I want it to be Let It Burn.
That's
a good one. I really want him to do that, but I know it's not gonna be, because the song or whatever,
that's song gonna that's be come like up.
Mid or something.
Yeah, I don't like that song, but I have a feeling that song.
It's gonna get there. Gonna be.
But
there.
I'm just gonna go out on a limb, and I'm just gonna say the song. Dang. What is that?
I know that's gonna be somewhere else.
That would be pretty cool if you start off. You know how they talk. You start off talking. Then he goes into that song.
It's definitely not gonna be. He's definitely not gonna sing the song "Caught Up." Like, oh, he got me caught up.
I was thinking about.
He ain't gonna sing that. Yeah, what's up?
I just had the song on my head. I guess I'm gonna be all right. I think that song was said when he says, "It's okay, girl. I'm gonna be all right tonight. You don't have to call." That's the name of the song. You don't have to call. So I think I'm just gonna go out and let him say that's gonna be his opening song.
Definitely not gonna be like, "There goes my baby." Oh man, is he gonna do like, you remind me of the time? No, no.
Yeah, I mean, he may be, because you know, the 49ers
are playing. No, this one, this one, the one that made him like faint or something. You make me wanna. That's definitely gonna be.
I'm gonna say, you know what? I'm actually gonna change my mind. It's gonna be My Way.
Really?
I'm gonna stick with My Way.
Yeah. It's gonna be like, it's gonna. I mean, there's a lot of good songs. Yeah. Yeah. So it's just. Songs, yeah. It's gonna be like, it just. You know, it might be one of those. What is it like those? If we could do like a sampler plate and just like do just all, and it's like, dang. But like, you have to try to figure out, because like, even when Michael Jackson did the halftime show, he didn't do all his songs. He just did certain ones, and you was like, man, Michael Jackson was doing the performance.
Yeah,
man. But
you know what I'm really excited about? The Super Bowl commercials. How ridiculous the Super Bowl commercials going to be.
You know, the commercial lost its flavor. Mm-hmm. It used to be something. It used to be like a unique something. But now I think it's losing it. I mean,
it seems like it's shorter now than it used to be.
But I'm enjoying the car commercial because they're getting better. Because it used to be like, look at this car. You know you want it. That's what makes it. But then, like, that's like before. But now it's like, all of a sudden you see Billy Ray Cyrus, and it was like, I love a good beer. And you're like, okay, a beer commercial. Toyota Ford. What? You threw me off. I thought it was a beer commercial, but it's actually a Toyota Honda Claire. I don't know, man.
Yeah. because I guess, you know, speaking of the Super Bowl commercials, I guess they're going to be, I just seen something now. Actually, thanks to my wife for actually sending it to me. There's the Super Bowl movie trailers that are going to be coming out. And they announced a few of the trailers that are going to be coming out. And one of them, and
movies coming out?
A Quiet Place, Day One. Bob Marley, One Love. I'm really seeing it. I've been seeing that anyway. I guess something called If. John Krasinski, starring Ryan Reynolds. And then you're also going to have Knuckles, which is the spinoff of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Really?
It's going to be a streaming service. It's actually going to be a series produced for Paramount Plus. Yes.
What?
Yes.
Why?
Because both of the Sonic movies have pretty much been kind of hits. So they're just like,
I thought it would be just Sonic 3 movie.
They may still do a Sonic 3 movie.
Oh, that's right. Because Paramount Plus or CBS, they're having Super Bowl. Have you seen that commercial? Because that commercial was kind of funny with Patrick Stewart, where he was through A. Arnold.
Oh, yeah.
That's a football. That was kind of funny. So I think Paramount is coming out with like, yo, we were ready for this.
Yes.
But that, any Transformers? No Transformers movie coming out?
Don't see anything about Transformers.
No Fast. I know we have Fast X. Is there a Fast 11? Or are they rebooting?
Don't see no
What about Star Wars? Is there any Star Wars going on?
No, but I think they're working on another project for Star Wars. I don't know which one though. Yeah. I think it's another movie. But I guess they're gonna be showing a first look of Deadpool 3. So they're also going to be showing that in Inside Out 2, and then Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, so another Planet of the Apes movie. I guess Wicked.
Oh, wow.
Kung Fu Panda 4.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. I'm actually looking forward to that one. That one actually looks pretty good. And I guess I never knew that this was coming out, but Twisters, a sequel of sorts to the 1996 disaster epic Twister.
Oh, wow. Well, other than that, I'll just let you know pretty much what I let you know is, well, I guess that, I don't know what to say, but let's just transition to the most thing that we have to address, because we have to address the elephant in the room. So, you know, we have to address it. It's Black History Month.
Oh, yeah.
And there's this documentary or reenactment or limited series called Genius.
Is that the
yes, yeah, the MLK slash X. Okay. I don't know if I want to see it.
I'm going to watch it just to see what it's like.
It's like something like these two men met up. Well, yeah, they did, but then they were like, it was only one time, and I was like, only one time.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they had a phone call over something. Yo,
I think they have had phone calls. I think they made phone calls, a few phone calls before.
Yeah, but it's like, come on now. But I'll see how it is or something. You know, MLK and X. Yeah. And it's like, all right, got it. So, you know, get ready to watch that. Echo, maybe. I don't know. I did not watch it.
I watched two episodes of it. It's good so far.
Okay.
But I heard that it goes downhill afterwards. I was like, oh, my God, bro. Why weren't you giving me faith? You're giving me faith, and then I'm hearing that it goes down after about the first two episodes.
Oh,
it's like, man, that's disappointing. Because the first episode was actually like, it kept me intrigued. I was actually surprised. I was like, okay, this is actually pretty good. And some of the people that I was reading the review, they were actually giving like a bad score. And they said they stopped after the first episode because they didn't understand what was going on. It was like, why are they showing all these flashbacks? And, you know, they giving us little flashbacks. It was like, how all of a sudden she goes up from being a little girl to working with Kingpin. I was like, well, you had to watch Hawkeye to understand why, you know, her thing was so. Some of the people were kind of, you know, ignorant to what the story was. But some of the people that tried to watch it and knew it, they said after about two episodes, that's when it went downhill. And I was like, man, that is disappointing.
All right. Well, let me tell you what's coming soon to Disney Plus for this year. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if it's this year, but it says coming soon. We're going to have pretty much a Spider-Man freshman year. That's coming soon.
Okay.
Daredevil Born Again. That's coming soon. Agatha Coven of Chaos. That's coming soon.
Yes.
Ironheart. Apparently that's still in development. So that's coming soon.
I'm going to be honest with you. That one I'm not looking forward to because I do not like that girl. That's Ironheart. I have a problem with her.
She's not too rough. She looks too rough.
No, she doesn't fit right for the character for me. I just don't like her, how she's playing that character. So
X-Men 97.
Oh, I'm waiting on that.
Coming
one.
Soon. Pixar Win or Lose. That's something I can't wait to see because I need that entry to have a lunch at Pixar again. Disney and
yeah, 'cause I was like, I ain't never heard of this one. I don't know what this is, but okay, I understand your motivation.
You know my motivation, man. You know my motivation, too. Disney and Kugali Iwaju. Coming soon.
I have no idea what that is.
It's something African. That's all you need to know.
Okay. For how you pronounce it, I thought it was something Indian.
Akuma Natata.
Oh, man.
And then the last season, I don't know if you ever watched Bad Batch.
The Bad Batch. I didn't watch it, but I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, it's
I'm trying to watch what's the name first, Rebels first, then the Bad Batch.
Yeah, I think that will. Yeah, it's the final season, and it's actually this is the only one that you actually have like a poster and like like everything is like in like ready. Oh,
yeah,
it's gonna be you know, available February 21st.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's about to be It'll be over. Then what about this Aule Kuje? Oh, it's gonna stream on the 28th. So this okay. What about this Win or Lose? When is this coming? Oh, coming soon. All right. They still don't know when. Okay. All right. Just so
you have to wait on your lunch. Yeah.
But it makes sense about Iwaju coming out on February 28th, you know, Black History Month. Yep. It makes so much sense. So that's good. So therefore, yeah. And other than that, you guys can also check out Indiana Jones. That's out. You can stream that. Haunted Mansion, Elemental, Little Mermaid, the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. They're all cool movie. Or you can see Percy Jackson and the Olympians, and I have never seen an episode.
Yeah, I've never seen an episode. I've actually never seen any of the movies. If they have plural movies, I've never seen any of the Percy Jacksons.
Yeah. And I don't know what's going on with Marvel with their phases. I don't know what's going on. I don't even know if DC has any phases. Do they have any phases?
I just know they're just casting people for stuff. And same thing for Marvel, MCU. They, I guess after the Emmys, Thunderbolt, which I was actually looking forward to.
Got canceled?
No, they lost two actors because after they won an Emmy. Because after you win an award, you get busy and you get all these other scripts and projects people are throwing at you. So they was like, man, now my schedule is too busy. I wanted to do this, but now I'm getting all these extra opportunities because I won an Emmy award. So Steven Yeun, he was going to be, he was going to play in Thunderbolts. And I can't think of her name. She played on The Bear. She's some African chick. And she ended up winning. She replaced. So they replaced. I'm not sure if they replaced Steven Yeun, but they replaced the girl with somebody else.
Oh.
Thunderbolts. So.
Oh, Steven Yeun. Oh.
Yeah.
But so, he was on Walking Dead. He was already popular.
Yeah. He was after Walking Dead, he got popular because he ended up doing other stuff. And Beef pretty much won him the Emmy Award for Best Actor, Lead Actor in a short series, a short film, stuff like that. Limited series, there we go.
Well,
And DC, I guess they got the Supergirl. I can't remember who it was. DC Supergirl. Because it's not going to be the chick that was in the Flash movie. I can't remember who it was, but I think they cast. I'm not sure if they finished it or just people wanting her particularly to be Supergirl or some girl to be Supergirl, but they I guess they're casting for Supergirl. I mean, I think the Supergirl that they had in the Flash was fine, but I guess he's trying to, you know, really, really start fresh from the DCEU. And people are still shooting for Grant Gustin to be the Flash from the TV series that you're really shooting for him to be. He said he would love to do it if he gets picked, but we'll see.
Okay.
And I guess my final thing, Last of Us Season 2 got their casting for Abby. So if you know the game of Last of Us 2, it's actually a funny story behind that casting, because the girl that is casted for Abby, who, you know, spoiler alert, she ends up, you know, killing Joel, the main character on the first one. She ends up killing him.
Yeah.
But she originally cast it for Ellie, the girl, the original girl. She actually cast it for it or auditioned for it. And now she's going to be playing the girl opposite of who she auditioned for. And they actually, okay. And it was an awkward meeting because they met at a gala at once. And they said it was kind of an awkward meeting because it was like, you know, you were supposed to be my role, but, you know, now we're kind of meeting on different circumstances.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So.
Got it. All right.
Well, can't wait for Last of Us, whenever that's coming out.
Yes, I'm waiting for The Last of Us season 2.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're all waiting for that. Yes. Other than that, any last words before we end it off?
No, everybody be safe out there. Take care of each other. Take care of your mental.
Yeah, definitely.
Take care of yourself and just, you know, be good, be safe.
Yeah.
Be well.
Exactly. And hopefully next time our podcast will have Bex with us. All right then. Yes. Bye-bye.
All right.